Praise God. So I know that I laid two emphases yesterday, about three. We were talking about how we will be, God will demand us to make some holy losses. And that was still for yesterday, but I went deeper into it yesterday. And I began to do a descriptive analysis of the two areas where we have to lose things and deal with the filthiness of the flesh, and also deal with the what? Filthiness of the spirit. And so we spoke about that, dealing with the filthiness of the flesh and the filthiness of the spirit. Then we also began to finally climax, and I think that's a very important part of the conversation I want you to take very seriously, you know, about those two areas where we need to deal with the filthiness of the flesh. Majorly boils down around the works of the flesh. The filthiness of the spirit talks about motives, inaccurate motives, right? And so then we began to then go into conversations around how the Lord blessed him, blessed Abraham, and it was because he obeyed the voice. I remember talking about how when we discuss prophecy, the most important thing is not the time of fulfillment, it's the person that will fulfill it. So God gives a prophecy, but it won't be fulfilled in your current state. It's in your growth, development, in your Christ-likeness that you step into the prophecy. And I think one of the most important conversations we had also yesterday was when we began to talk about how the Bible was talking about in thy seed thou shalt be blessed. And so the conversation was beyond Isaac, how there is eternal consequence and eternal relevance to the dealings of God in our lives, and that life is more than what appears in the surface. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I pray for you that God will give you supernatural strength. Amen. And I pray for you that your attendance every day will not be a sacrifice. Amen. It will not be a sacrifice. There will not be a Christian document that is original that we can say we are modeling if gathering becomes a sacrifice. Are you together with me? In the whole of history, there has never been a time in the moves of God that gathering was a sacrifice. It was a privilege that the believers were grateful for and committed themselves to. All right. So, in the book of Genesis 22, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. You know, I believe that in these 21 days, we are going to, and we have already started doing that, but I still believe that there is a whole lot more that God has in store for us. I feel we're going to experience things that will amaze each and every one of us. You know, I want you to make a decision not to miss a day. You understand that? Don't miss a day, because if you are told that they are sharing money somewhere every day, the chances are high that you will not miss a day. If there was a place you went to and you get $1 million every day, you know you will not miss a day. Yeah? You come there, right? So don't miss a day. Are you going to do what I said?
Yes, sir.
Right, I believe you. You don't lie on Fridays. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Somebody say, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Now, there are different levels of obedience that God will require from us. The first level of obedience is obedience to his word. Obedience to his word, where we conclude that the word of God is true. Are we together here?
Yes.
Where we conclude that the word of God is true, where we conclude that whether we feel like it or not, whether we are up to it or not, we proclaim the supremacy of the scriptures. Now, as simple as that is, I want you to know that a lot of people do not proclaim the supremacy of the scripture. One of my fathers was speaking to me, and he was counseling, just discussing with a particular lady. In their conversation, I can't even remember how it was said, because it's such a warped line of thought that I can't remember exactly. But I know that this person has a boyfriend, and they were asking her that hope she's not fornicating generally. They were just asking about fornication. He said, what is fornication? They asked her, what is fornication? And my response was, when you cheat on your boyfriend. And she's a church person. She's not like an unbeliever. So what's fornication? I said, fornication is cheating on your boyfriend, and that she has never committed it. Are we together here? So we have to uphold the supremacy of scripture. I remember I was talking to a Christian, you know, and the woman is not based in, she's based in the US, and we're having a conversation. And this person was supporting the homosexual idea. And this person is a believer, so to speak. And I now began to move from scripture to scripture, because the person's argument was that the Bible never said no to homosexuality. So I now began to move from scripture to scripture. And after she saw the scripture, she said, even though it is there, yeah, that this is exactly what I believe. So we have to uphold the supremacy of scripture, and also subject ourselves to the supremacy of what? Of scripture. We need to obey that. Then also we need to obey the witness of the Spirit. Right? The witness, the nudgings of the Spirit, which is basically, foundationally, and do you know what I found out? That the witness of the Spirit for your day-to-day life is all captured in walking in love. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will always, the old curriculum of that witness of the Spirit is what? Is walking in love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The end game of the witness of the Spirit is what? Is love, walking in love. So you have to subject yourself to that voice. And the next level of obedience you need to do is the Lordship of the Spirit. Now, this one is very serious because this one's border around the around giving God pleasure, one, and also border around doing the will of God. Now, until you have a culture of the two I mentioned, you are going to miss the third one. And then the third one are usually not, plenty. I mean, the Lordship of the Spirit. Those are leadings that have to do with things like who to marry. Those kind of leadings are under what? The Lordship of the Spirit. Who to marry. Where to live. Are you together with me? What are they under? The Lordship of the Spirit. Where the Spirit as Lord begins to demand from you or demand of you postures and positions. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
Postures and positions. And the reason is that it is those postures that will give him pleasure and that will also cause you to fulfill his purpose for your life. But you see, if you have not made it a culture to obey his voice at the level of scripture and witness, you would always feel it at the level of lordship. And when you feel it at the level of lordship, you cannot be his own. There is a level by which you cannot have the mark of God. You become what we call invalid. You know, it's not enough that you went to vote. Some votes are what? Invalid, because there are prescriptions on how you should vote. So you see, what that means is that when you are invalid, there are some things that you will lack in your life. One of the things that you will lack in your life is that you will lack legitimacy. Are you together with me? You would also lack authority. It means that your life will have the inability. Will be graced with inability. You are specially anointed to be unable. Inability to further the things of God. The things of God will never be furthered around you. You are not in the conversation whenever there is about to be kingdom progress. Are you together with me? And the third thing also is that you will be a campground for devils. Devils would not have a problem camping around you before they go for war. They will come, they will use your life as a resting place before they go. When they are tired, they will come and rest with you because you do not carry the banner of the Lord. The banner of the Lord is not in your doorpost. Are we together here? Those are marriages. If you, for example, move in the idea of marriage outside the Lordship of Jesus, that home, the point will not be that there will be quarrel in that home. That's not the point. There might be quarrels, there might not be quarrels, but the point is that there will never be the prosperity of the kingdom of God in that home. Are we together here? That home will not be an annex for the doings of God. Are my friends here? Now you see, but the first two is paramount before you can get into the third one. You see, because it is those first two that you culture your soul. And you have told your soul whose you are. Then that's when when you see someone who, are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, what was I talking about last? Huh? Yeah, it cultures your soul. You culture your soul to prepare yourself for his lordship. Because he's not going to give you, I tell you the truth, you will most likely not have 10 major instructions in your life. No matter how long you live, you are not going to have 10. You are not going to have 10. You might not have 5 in your whole life. Yes, that odd one, you might not have 5. Let me ask you a question. What were the fundamental leadings that Abraham had in his life that has to do with the lordship of God? Leave his father's house. Huh? Sacrifice his son. Which other one? Which other one? You will never have much. When you talk of major, those are the three things. You will not have. You see, when you hear people always saying the Lord said, the Lord did not say anything. The Lord does not say like that. Most of your leadings will not. If you are such a person who always says the Lord said, you have to calm down. It doesn't mean the Lord is not speaking, but it's a big deal to say the Lord said. Say, I perceive. I perceive. I just feel the Lord will have me go this way. When you say the Lord, you see, when you say the Lord said, you will not. There won't be. I'm not sure. When the Lord is ready to said to you, you won't doubt it. You get the point. Yes, so you need to grow. Am I preaching here? I don't know if you are listening to me. You need to grow those two things and don't take it for granted. Those witnesses about time to pray, apologizing to people, when those witnessing, go and say sorry, go and do this, preaching the ball. Some of you know those things. Preach now. Now, those things are trainings for when one day he will hammer you. This is your husband. If you have not perfected that one, you can't do that lordship one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it becomes very crazy when you know the Lord, when you know you are living in major disobedience. It's a serious weight that your soul cannot cope with. Imagine living in a nation and you are sure God doesn't want you to be in that nation. See how invalid your soul will feel every morning. Your soul wakes up feeling invalid. Are we together, friend? I tell you the unfortunate truth that the amount of people really living are very few. Most people are actually lost, not living. If the people of God begin to learn how to live, we are going to shake the world in a few years, very few years. If we learn how to live. And we will do that without canal. It's not with money. It's the weight of God's glory. I want you to go and listen to what I spoke about for like 30 minutes this morning from the book of Romans chapter. How many of us were here this morning? But I was teaching from Romans chapter 11 and 12. To him. Of him. Through him. And to him. Chapter 12 now started. I said, I beseech you, therefore. That's how to understand that scripture. No, let's not go there. Today I want peace. Are my friends still here?
Yes, sir.
I pray that the Lord will grant us understanding.
Amen.
So you need to know his voice at these three levels. The first level is the voice of scripture. Can you say God is spirit?
God is spirit.
Now, because you know God is spirit, you have an assumption that knowing him is abstract. But even though God is spirit, we learn that spirit in class. I'm talking scripture. You can't know this spirit if you don't know his word. That's why when Jesus was trying to tell us the original content and the original the content of where the spirit is resident, he said, "The word that I speak to you is spirit." Now, why did he need to say that? Because you would really equate, you would most likely not equate word to spirit. You would think after word, then spirit. But no, word is spirit. That's why just sitting like this and hearing the teachings of God is a major impartation, spiritual impartation going on. It's not after the word, then impartation. I'm appreciating her. Yes. So you can see that some of the greatest revival moments you are having is the moment where you sit down to study your word. Yeah. What I'm saying is the voice of God is not known by closing your eyes. Yeah. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what are you saying? Be calm. Just be cool. Just be calm. Calm your soul. You see, just go and do yoga. Are you together with me? Go and do yoga. A lot of us think that's how we know the voice. Just calm your soul, calm your soul. What's that thing that is coming into your mind that you know is not you? You will be confused quick enough if you do like that. Praise God. So the way we know his spirit is through the scripture. That's why you cannot follow a prophet that can teach. It's a dangerous thing. A prophet that doesn't know the Bible is crisis. It's crisis. Because the word of God is the most accurate revelation of God's mind, God's word. Do you know when you have a bad dream? If you have a bad dream, the reason why that dream will not come to pass is because you have a scripture. Now, even if that bad dream came from God to let you know what's going to happen, you have the scripture. You can use the scripture. The scripture is more accurate than that dream. Yes, sir. You understand what I'm saying? The scripture is what? It's more accurate. Now, even though that dream you had is meant to happen based on spiritual manipulations, now you can now take a scripture and say this thing will not happen because the ranking of scripture is higher than that experience. That's why Paul quickly told us that in case another rebellion happened, and an angel comes to tell you otherwise, he says, let him be accursed. That the angelic is no more spiritual than the teachings have laid down. He says, even let's just, maybe we are not sure. Maybe an angel will come from heaven. There's another rebellion and an angel tells you otherwise. He says, let him be accursed. That is how supreme the scripture is. You see, you can't say you have problems hearing God's voice and at the same time you have problem reading Bible. The solution to the opening of your ears is for you to be a student of what? Of the word, the scripture. The unfortunate thing is that we place more value on things that are not as valuable, and that we don't place value on valuable things. You know how many years you used to go to school to learn what you will never use? A lot of you here. Am I not correct here?
Yes, sir.
The accountant's baking cake. There are lawyers plating air. Are we not here? There are engineers doing various things. Praise God. There are people who studied English who are now engineers. I tell you, very strange things. What did you study for? Putney. What's Putney? Can you even define it? He has a master's in Putney. Come on, tell him. Let him tell us what Putney is. Tell us.
Study of plants,
basically. Study of plants. That plant that is close to our toilet. What's the name?
That's horticulture. So okay. I'm not
a
horticulture major.
Is that one not a plant? Who'd ever love you? Is it a plant? He studied botany. He's an immigration officer. A serious. When I want to travel, I travel with him so that we can be shouting Esprit de Corps, Esprit de Corps. I like traveling with him. He might think it's because I like him. Whenever I'm traveling, I call him. I say, yeah, we are going to Adoekiti. You drive Esprit de Corps. I say, Esprit de Corps. Now, we go to university to learn strange things, but a lot of us do not take this particular one serious. I tell you the truth. And what you will gain from this one is more than what you will gain from that one.
Yes, sir.
Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Now, though we are an angel from heaven, because maybe something happened from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you. You know, if somebody says this thing, they will say he's proud. It says, let him be what? Accursed. So you can see how scripture is more superior than the angelic and is more superior than a man of God. Because he said, an angel or we. I was listening to Apostle Arome, and he was talking recently about, just a short clip, about he was traveling, and while he was traveling, he lost his peace about it. He was meant to travel and was praying with his prayer team the night before. And whilst they were praying, somebody saw a vision that there are three graves. So he told the person there will not be three graves. So they prayed again and prayed. He said while he prayed, he had 90% peace. And then he told his wife, we can now go for the journey. And they went for the journey, and then a tanker filled with fuel hit their car, and there were actually three people behind. And then God saved them. None of them was touched. So it means that there were meant to be three graves. That's a prophecy, or that's a vision. But there is a scripture that supersedes that. That if you introduce that scripture in the... So stop being troubled about what a prophet told you.
Yes.
What the prophet told you is that God's promise in scripture. Because if your eyes are open to see all of Satan's plan for you, you will understand that the prophet is correct. We saw you dead. Who told you? Is he a big deal? Do you think Satan wants you alive? Satan wants you dead. It's a true or a factual vision. You see? But it's not premised on the word of God. So you need to know the word of God. And that is how to know the voice of God. You see, be patient. Just give yourself to the word. This thing of God's voice will become cheap. Are we together here? Toby, how do you hear God majorly? How do you know what God wants you to do?
A witness. Yeah.
Any other way for you? Majorly witness. How do you know God's, what God wants you to do?
I first of all pray about it. I think the place of witness is what I get after praying. Yeah.
So who gets your, who is there anyone who gets a witness or you know what to do when you are reading your Bible? Anybody? God uses the Bible to talk to you. How many of you just know? If you just know, raise your, you just know this is what you should do, raise your hand. Bible. Dream. So don't forget these three things. Believe it. These three things. But the third one is the master class one. But that third one, if you are not a student of the first two, you will not get the third one. And that third one, you see, your last day judgment is based on that third one. And the last day. Because in that third one is domiciled your purpose in life. Why he sent you. So it's on that premise he will judge you. That third one. But you would never get to that third one if you don't do the first one. I don't know if this teaching is making sense to you. Let us. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they arose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at where? At Beersheba. Now, the journey started actually at Beersheba. If you read chapter 21, the last two verses, and then it was from Beersheba they began to go on this journey. Now, the Bible now says that Abraham returned unto his young men. I'm going to stay here a little bit. You know, I told you I wanted to tell you something. Was it day before yesterday? Or was it yesterday? It says Abraham returned to his young men. You see, can I talk to you? When you start to walk in the spirit, the chances that you are, the chances are high that you will lose first leg. First leg. Football, home and away. When you walk in the spirit, you will lose first leg. God's plan is always second leg. You know, Jesus lost first leg. The enemy rejoiced first. Then later we found out that if he had known, he should not have rejoiced. But the first leg is not like we lose it, but God gives Satan false victory. Because God needs that false victory for you to be who he has ordained you to be. It's like draft. Say, chop this one. You give another one, you will chop. You are so happy, you go to your fridge, you drink Zubo, say Muti Lupa. They give another one, chop. But you don't know that all these things that you are chopping is opening up your defense. By the time the guy now start to chop you. I'm going to teach you this one, this is what we're going to do tonight. This is what we're going to do tonight. Because I don't want Satan to have an upper hand over your life. So, it's return leg. Return leg. Now, when they returned, the people did not know that it's not the same people that went that returned. The ones that were there did not receive a swear from God. You know what it means? He said, I swear by myself. In blessing, I will surely bless you. In multiplying, I will surely multiply you. So, by the time they returned like ordinary men. But two of them were carrying eternal promise and prophecy that will definitely come to pass. While one remained the same. Even though in that process, they could have eaten things. They would have eaten bully, eating many things. It would look as if they are reigning in life. But they are actually dying in life. And so if
you are not patient in walking with God, you will draw back to perdition. That's why the Bible made us to understand that faith is a twin. The first one is called faith. The second one is called patience. And that the promise don't come except through faith and patience. That by faith we receive the prophecy, by patience we go through the process. So what a lot of people have is faith, but they don't have patience. And faith without patience will not make faith last. Are we together here? If you are with me, I will tell you one or two things. So if your heart can drag this thing out, there are one or two things I need to tell you that will give you victory for life. Praise God. It says, and no, we're coming back here. Don't come here yet. It says, and so Abraham returned. Now, if you ask Abraham, what did you do? Well, it looks like he has wasted his time. Productive time. And returned. You must be comfortable in going on excursion with Jehovah. Because you will return. God does not really allows us go with him forever. Before he finally takes us, he first makes us return. Because if there's anyone that likes bragging, his name is God. And he plans to brag with you. There is return leg. I tell you. And first leg will always look like you are losing. Let me say this on first statement. There is a type of holy delay that God's children experience. Those who want to live in the spirit. I tell you the truth. I lie not. I wish it was not so. There is a holy, holy delay. A lot of times. God's holy delay. How do you know it's a holy delay? It's because whenever you go to prayer, you will find out that whilst you are praying, there is no pressure. Anytime you take a matter to God and you find out that there is no pressure in the spirit, it's because that delay is sponsored by heaven. When heaven sponsors a delay, you go and deal with it. You will carry your shakabula, carry everything to say, God, today we end the delay, the hope may get the heart cement. You know, you are just quoting all your scripture and they serve you ice cream. And say, is this not war? They say, drink ice cream. There's no war. How many of you have gone to pray serious warfare prayers and what you came back from is God told you, thank me? I say, you say, today, you're talking about wallet. Like, today is the end, and God says, praise me. Jaleko, has that happened to you before? Eh? Or is currently happening? In the past. God just says, thank me. Praise me. Is that praise me that is. If there are two words God likes, praise me and wait. God and wait, they are best friends. God likes wait. So sometimes I just know he will say wait, so I don't even bother asking him. What. I don't bother stressing myself. It's like, see, wait is what he says when he wants to know what he will say. Just hold wait first. So because of that, wait is my first counsel every time when I'm counseling people. I want to be like God. I say, just wait. Maintain status quo. That's what I tell everybody that comes to me for counseling. Before I now find out what the Lord is saying. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
You see, so that when you return, God doesn't want us. Thank you, Father. God doesn't want us to return our testimony must not be the same with what the world has. There must be something superior that we have. Praise God. Let me... I don't know if there's anybody here who knows the name of Samuel's mother. Huh? What's her name?
Anna.
What's the name of the other wife?
Penina.
Can you mention the name of her children? Huh? She had children. Because what did not come via waiting doesn't need a name. It doesn't carry weight. That's the point. It doesn't carry weight. So the delay, are we together here? The delay for Anna was the installation of divine weight inside her soul. You see, I don't know if we can talk here. You will find out that by the time Anna had Samuel, her testimony was not just that she had Samuel. Because when you study the content of her song, you will find out that this had become a deep spiritual being. And not just the content of her song, when you see the way she could easily surrender. Maybe you have a son to brag at him. You now say carry the son and give it out. You are still back to no son. But because she had carried something more than having son. Are we together here? Can I talk to you? So Toby, what happened was that they used the delay to refine her soul. Because she needed to hit a level of intercession. So they kept whining her. They kept tuning the soul till she can hit that level of intercession that was needed for the receiving of Samuel. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
But Anna went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up till the child... No, that's not the point I want to read. The devil is a liar, you know that.
Yes.
Let's start from verse 9. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now, let's start from verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered to, he gave to Peninnah the wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Anna he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Anna, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Do you see that? What kind of delay is this? It's a sponsored one. And who sponsors it? Who sponsors it? God. So you can see that there's no way you can carry the spirit of warfare to solve this particular issue. Because who do you want to beat? Who do you want to bind? Who do you want to cast? Is it Gabriel? Is it Michael? Is it Elohim or Isikenu? Or who? I don't know if you are getting this point here. But unto Anna, all right, an adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret because the Lord had shut her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Anna, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept so. And she vowed a vow. You get the point now? So the delay took, the delay gave her spiritual breakthrough. She hit a climax in the spirit. A serious one. That's why the Bible says, he that is afflicted, let him pray. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Anna, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. That's how she was praying. You know those prayers?
Yes.
That's just pray. No be today. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long would thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Anna answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken it at all. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did it. And her countenance was no more sad. So there was a major spiritual confirmation that happened to her. I don't know. Now don't forget, now let me explain this to you. Don't forget, this is Old Testament. There was no regeneration of human spirit here. She was doing all of this with a spirit that is dead, but with a soul that was charged up. Are we together here? So immediately her countenance was no more sad. And the next thing we saw was that she already, you know, she had a child. Now, when you look at chapter 2, let's quickly. And Anna prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none, this is where that song came from. There is none, see that song? We are still singing it till today. Because somebody broke through spiritually. But we'll sing this song forever. I don't know you get it. So it means that she did not just get a child, she got a place in the spirit. So your days of delay are days where you should break through in the spirit. So that your testimony is not that you had a child, but you have had a breakthrough with God. God doesn't want us and the unbeliever to be sharing the same testimony. Because if we share the same testimony, we have failed. Because the apostle told us that if our hope is in this world, we are all men most miserable. So if our testimonies are the same, we're a miserable company. So God first, I want preaching here. So God first gives you that which is eternal. Then he will not say, oh yeah, return. He will return. But when you are returning, you are returning with something that is beyond human comprehension, plus that which they have. Because don't forget, it was not only someone that Anna gave birth to. Anna now started giving birth to children that will not achieve much. Just giving birth to normal children. She started giving birth to normal children who will be doctor, lawyer, normal children that we don't need to know much, politicians. Just give birth to children. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
But she had become a spiritual icon. So many times, delay is opportunity, depending on who you are focusing on and what you are focusing on. Are you focused on the delay or your maker? Aha. So your maker. Delay is sometimes God's tool to get you more focused. Yes. Yes. Can I preach here? There are things God can download, except he puts you in a particular condition. He can't download it. He wants you to focus in a certain way. And sometimes we invite Satan. Say, Ebami Toshe, dear. Efun prayer. That prayer is what you will use to pursue God. The God will now say, Imini, I've come to you. Then download some serious weight inside you. Then he will now say, oh, Yamo will come return. This is how God always does. You see, Israel is a prototype of the church. And every time God wants to deal with Israel, he will send the Assyrians. And the Assyrians will have victory. They will tamper with Israel, plunder them. When Israel has repented and they are spiritually aligned, go on and say, oh yeah, Assyrians, you were not afraid. What if I told you are returning? Are returning. Oh my goodness. Are there people who are returning in this house? Listen, when you got saved in your family, there was a reason God made sure all your uncles abandoned you people. It's important. That abandonment was necessary because there is a level of glory God wants that if he doesn't permit that abandonment, the glory will not be complete. So God inspired them to forget your father, your mother, and forget everyone so that you can go and seek him. But I tell you, you are returned. He will send you back to that family. And the point where the wealthiest uncle in that your home, by the time you return, you will be shocked that you counted him wealthy. That's a word of knowledge. Yeah. You know, Abraham also had many children after Isaac. Abraham remarried. What was her name? Keturah. Maybe it's one of those Moroccan girls I was talking about. Abraham, everybody. You cannot waste children. But see how they did that, see if he doesn't know how to bond tight. Because they wanted to make him born fit. You will go to labor room, born faith first. And to born faith took 25 years. To born child took 1 year. So you are better because, yeah. Because that one is God's inheritance.
Yes.
That one God wants you to first bet. You don't know where Olorun inheritance. God has inheritance. He has inheritance in your life. That's why God is doing everything necessary for you to die. Over Joguini. Because without the debt, there can never be the sharing of the testament. When you see testament, the meaning of testament is will. Ogunlunje testament. When I say new testament is the new will. Old testament is the old will. And for there to be a testament, if you go and check your father's will, if he has, what he write there is testament. It's testament. So there have to be the death of a testator for that testament can for it to come into effect. So there are things God has hid inside you that he needs you to die for it to manifest. Now, Ogun ton of ejele aye ti eni. So God did not mind if Abraham born 25 children, but he has to born faith first. That one is the faith God will now use to save the world. Are we preaching here? Can you say I'm returning? Come on, say I return. Can I have my hard copy Bible, please? Thanks, I'm grateful. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Now the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that what you may know what is the hope of his calling. Who's calling? So there is a reason why he called you. Now he cannot call you so that you can be MD. Do you think that? No, let's be serious. Let's tell ourselves. Let's be fact. Don't use your spirit. Just use your common sense. That do you think he called you, sent Jesus to die, resurrect, and all of those drama, so that you can be MD? It can't be the reason now. It's more serious than that. It now says, and what is the riches of the glory of what? His inheritance. In who? In his saints. So God has inheritance. And they are inside you. If there was no inheritance inside you, Satan will not attack you. The reason for the attack is that you are a carrier of God's property. No. You are thinking, stop that nonsense. If you think I'm doubting this, go and look for where Satan is and tell him that you are ready to cooperate and see whether Kunije Koshiriri. Satan is in the business of making us do well. In fact, if there's anyone who really, doesn't mind us doing well, it's Satan. He doesn't mind us doing well. He doesn't mind. Satan doesn't mind you doing well. Satan has no business. He's not sad that you are a billionaire. In fact, there are things that are in you that if you can give to him, he will give you 1 billion. So you just kiss. He told Jesus he wanted to give him everything. Now your value is the inner is the thing you see. You are Satan's way to hurt God. You are the only thing Satan can use to touch God's heart. It's only you. Because he knows that you have there's treasure inside you. And that treasure are the things of God. And so if Satan wants to get to God, he'll get to you. And we even see that they documented one of the stories where Satan wanted. It was not about Job. It was about God. Satan was telling God that, oh, does this have you in vain? And then he was trying to get Job to mess God up so that in the next general meeting, he can go there and laugh me. Yeah, Olu, I'm the prophet Job. I'm the one who said, you have to hear you. Yeah. And just like Satan, that's also what, even naturally speaking, that's every, if you want to get a man, get his spiritual sons. If you want to touch a man, don't touch him. Touch his sons or daughters, get to him. Yeah. Yeah. That's why when Satan wants to get a man, he leaves the man, he gets his sons. Yeah. See, there's no way a man of God can have matured finish. One thing he can never mature from is love for his sons. Never. And when those people show him pepper, he might do as if he does not send, but the thing he used to touch. You need to see a man of God who a son has showed pepper. It's always a bad sight. I saw one recently, the thing touched me. It's always a bad sight. Because you know why? Because anytime you see that son, all you see is yourself. Because that's sonship. That's fatherhood and sonship. It's the ability to transfer what you have inside another. So if Satan cannot get you, he will get you through the container that you are going to put yourself. Yeah. And so that's what Satan also wants to do. Am I preaching here? With us as per our relationship with God. So there is inheritance in you. So you are extremely treasurable. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you the truth. You are a child of treasure. And it says, and that's why the trust is that your eye will be enlightened. So that you can understand the hope of calling. So that you can know the treasure that you carry. Oh my goodness. What if somebody say, I'm full of treasure? Treasure. You are a carrier of treasure. I said you are a carrier of treasure. You carry treasure. Carry treasure. Now, when you look at that scripture we are reading, it now says, surely in blessing I'll bless you. And in multiplying I will multiply. Don't forget, when we read Genesis chapter 12, we all had an assumption that blessing is Isaac. Now this is even years after Isaac had come. And God was still saying, I will bless you. Are we together here? Yes. Can I preach here? Yes. So the point here is that there are dimensions to that blessing. Oh. When God blesses you, there will be dimensions to what... It's like an onion. Oh. Isaac was part of the blessing. But it was more than Isaac. And I pray that you will not just enjoy one small dimension and leave everything. Yeah. That dimension. When Jesus healed the 10, one came back. What did he ask? He said, where are the remaining 9? Now, what did he tell that one that came back? You have been made whole. So after healing, there's wholeness. Yeah. So if they had remained, the 10 would have been whole. Who knows whether it's lack of wholeness that brought the blindness? Who knows what's the meaning of you are made whole? Somebody was blind, they can now see, you can't say. So he was treating the blindness at another level we don't even understand. Only him understand. Listen, my point is that God doesn't meet you at the point of your need. It's much more because you are not even aware of your need. Listen, if the Bible says that our prayers, it says, we know not ought how we ought to pray. We don't know what we should pray about. We don't know. It says the Spirit. So even in asking, we still fall short. There's so much more about you. There is so much more.
I said, there is so much more. I said, yeah. Oh my goodness, there is much above you. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
Come on, I wish I can hear your voice and feel you, yes, in this room. I need all of your energy tonight. I need everything tonight. What a night it is. What a night. 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 You are made for much more. When I look at you, something I cannot see is ordinary. There is nothing ordinary about you. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So Abraham returned. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, because we need to look at that. I like that word, Abraham returned. And that was what I was trying to tell Shola, that God will make him return. And when you return, the people will wish they followed you. Abraham what? Returned. You are returning.
Amen.
Amen. You are returning.
Amen.
This is why sometimes God will not wipe away your tears. Yeah, it will take you on a journey to go and receive something more than Sukkot. Then by the time you are back, you are not back as somebody whose tears have been wiped. You are coming back as someone who wipes away tears. It doesn't just solve our problems, it turns us to solutions. Are there carriers of solution in this house?
Yes,
do I have solutions in this house?
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
I believe that Abraham has the greatest reward of all those who has worked with God. Just my opinion. Because this blessing is serious. I will bless thy seed as the stars. Two people I fear is Abraham and David. I tell you the truth. I fear them. Abraham and David. It's okay. I fear the two of them. You see, because Jesus was going to come in the flesh, right? To save us. They walked with God in a way where they obtained fatherhood for Jesus in the flesh. That's why Jesus is the son of David. And that was why the healing of that blind man was automatic. When he says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus could not continue that journey. He said, "Son of David." He said, "Talumo midili." Talumo midili. I don't know who took that man Bible study. Who is his Bible study teacher? This is someone everybody was saying, "Keep quiet." But he had a revelation. You see, when you have revelation, what you are saying is no more noise. It's no more noise. It says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Because that was what David obtained from God. Mercy. Yeah. Abraham obtained faith. David obtained mercy. And those are the core instruments for salvation. The New Testament salvation is faith-based.
which is also grace-based. And you cannot access grace without mercy. That's why we come boldly to the throne of grace. We obtain mercy and find grace. All you see there, what you are seeing there are two wicked men. All those things you are reading there is Abraham and David. That's why Abraham and David are not Old Testament. Both of them are not Old Testament at all. And Jesus made us know they are not Old Testament. Because he began to tell them, what about David that went to the temple to eat the shewbread with his boys? Street boys, all those street boys, they entered table, walk the shewbread, walk on their shewbread. Because they were walking in the revelation that God wants all of us to be kings and priests. That's why David will go and carry effort sometimes and wear effort. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus made us to understand that Abraham desired to see my day, and he saw it. So all Jesus was doing, Abraham theory, not in vision, in fellowship. He didn't see it as vision. He saw it as fellowship. So Abraham in those days was walking. It was like 2,000 years ahead. Yeah. And when he said, Abraham desired to see my day, and he saw it, the people say, how old are you? The Bible is sweet. You know what I hear? You are going to break into some revelations, and people will ask, how old are you? I tell you the truth. You are breaking into revelation, and the earth will ask, how old are you? You don't believe me. I'm telling you what will happen to you. I say, how old are you? How old are you? David said, I'm 10 times. By that word, David said, I'm 10 times wiser, better than my teachers. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So when you look at the blessing that he blessed him in Genesis 22, it says, I will bless you in blessing. I will bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply you. Thy seed, I will multiply thy seed as what? The stars of the heaven, and as what? The sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. You see, such a fool, we can't unpack this. We can't unpack this for months because there are different layers to this. But what I want to say is this, that one thing God wants to give you is blessing as he defines it. I pray you will catch what I'm saying. God wants to give you blessing as he defines it. Because there is a kind of blessing, friends, that there's nowhere you go on the earth that it exists. There's a type of blessing that only exists with God. So that is the blessing that God wants to give us, which is a divine approval upon our lives. That's the blessing. He wants to put a divine approval upon our lives. And what he wants to do with that is that he wants to make you superior to the earth. Because the blessing on the earth, the men there are not superior to it. So God wants you to be superior to the earth. So he puts his spirit upon you, but he puts it as blessing.
which was what Adam had in the garden. What they had is God blessed them. They had that blessing. Are you together with me? Now, to get that blessing, are we together? Can I have an usher stay behind this guy? To get that blessing, you have to be present. Because that blessing is not given in absentia. It's not given in what? It's not given in absentia. That blessing, you don't get it in absentia. Why? Because that blessing is the sharing of his spirit. It takes of himself and then he gives it to you. Now, you don't get that in absentia. Why? Ask me why. Because it's the fruit of intimacy. It's a reward of intimacy. So it's those who abide in his presence that stay with him that he confers that thing on. Now, the meaning of that is go and be like me anywhere you go. So be me everywhere you go. Are we together here? That's the point. Be me. That's the blessing. It comes upon you. Now, the church has not known this. And we need to know this, that we carry something that because of that thing that I carry, I automatically carry something superior than what anybody carries. And inside what I carry is what you carry. So, when you carry that blessing, you carry God, and in that God is everything anybody carries. I mean natural thing. Inside that thing. When you carry that thing, you carry what everybody carries. That's why you will never read a story of lack in Jesus' life. Now let me explain that lack. Not that he always had everything, but that he had what produces everything. Because there was a story where there was no money to pay tax, but there was blessing to pay tax. There was no money to pay tax, but there was what? Blessing to pay tax. Then the blessing said, go to the river and catch any fish, and there will be coin there. It was the blessing upon him that produced the coin. So even what we don't have, we have upon our head. This must be taught and followed after. This is what we must follow through. I want to stop this teaching because I want us to receive something. And so I meant to have stopped it, but some people are not yet quickened at the level that I want them quickened. So I will do another 2 minutes, but I want you to come. I'm done. I don't want to teach again. So that we just receive from the Lord and say, Father, I just take over my life. I want to be you. I want to be you. He says, as he has sent me, so send I you. So send I you. I want something to get into it. I want, oh my goodness. God, man. I want something to come on everyone tonight. Oh my God. This is a strange night, I tell you the truth. This is a strange night. Oh,
Araba Zeketeledi Zilikatos Zilikatinemi Alagadobe Leketoma Veke Pipe Peredina Salikatobeshiki Zitos Jeleti 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 Kabaradosi Alabaya Asaitome Leketobasa Kaka Pana O Rabakatoma Sia Meletes I see the wind of God in the room, and it's the spirit of influence. Influence from above. The influence of God. There is an anointing of influence that is coming into this room as the wind of God. And the Lord has made this house a house of influence. And our people shall be influential by the Spirit of God. A house of influence, and our people shall be influential. Let oh my God, Radobeso Kotomasha, Elekusha Maradias. Oshadina, if I be a man of God, I prophesy the oil that makes kings, the influence of the spirit, the wind of heaven. Oshaboradi Samona. Aha, 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 aha. Orebiasha Aladomele Katia Zeleka Poroduna Aporoduna Aporoduna Ashatobele Katia O Sabanika. No one puts light up a candle and put it under the bushel. No, 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 no. Aradina Masisia, Aradia Bashako Meleketoma, Ayayaya Baradia Sosia, Akaika Tomasa, Shetima, Legetubo Sokotomo Shabaya, Aradobo Zokotolobo Shishia. Oh my goodness, there is an impartation, the blessing of God, the wind of Jehovah. Aha! The grace that makes one to step into the hundredfold. The grace for hundredfold. Arabia Capona. Elegedobe Sisia Paradi. Can I have some sound? Come on, come on, come on. Orebeketia Bashaka Tome. Come on, play a sound for me. Zileketele Boshika. Aradia Bazoko Tobo Shabaya. Aradia Bagasha. Aradobo Zoko Tolobo Shabaria. Arabika to Yes, Lord. God is granting somebody, even online, a definite encounter with Him. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know why the nights have been like this? The nights are like this because one of the things the Lord told me when He called me was, I gather people, I want to meet with them. So, when you come every night, you'll have a moment with Jesus. And there's a reason it's 21 days. Don't think you have received. Don't think, that yesterday was my day. I don't even need to come again. The one that called it 21 days, know why I called it. The Bible says they took aprons from the apostles and gave it to those who are. So the anointing can be transferred on aprons. You understand? So that's why I like using my handkerchief. I did not bring it from home. Is they gave me. This guy had this handkerchief that is always using. Thank you, my Jesus. 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 Thank you, my Shabbat. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. It's ending with you rejoicing. 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 I said you are going to rejoice. I said it's ending with you rejoicing. I said it's ending with you rejoicing. It's ending with you rejoicing. It's ending. It's ending with you rejoicing. I said you are going to rejoice. You are rejoicing. I said you are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. I said you are rejoicing. The Lord says, I said to you, you are rejoicing. I said you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing, you are rejoicing, you are rejoicing. 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 I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. Now we chant it. Chant it. Chant it. Lift up your hands like this. Come on, do it well. I see everything. Everything. I see. I see everything. I see it. Can you see it? I see everything. I see. I see. I see. I see everything. I see. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Can you see everything turn around? Do you see everything turn around? I see you returning in power. I see you returning in victory. And most importantly, I see you returning with a blessing. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see everything turn around. I see, I see, I see. Yeah. 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 I see. I see. Everything. Everything. I see. I see. I see. I see. Just the voices now. I see everything. I see. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Yes. Everything turn around. Faith and patience is our weapon. And oh my God, we are returning. I said we are returning. And we are returning with the blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Hallelujah.